Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we talk a lot about the importance of eating whole foods and getting good sleep and being active. We also like to talk about our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our lives and our health. So we're so glad to be joined by Shaman Isabella Stoloff. She's a dynamic leader who founded the Orange County Healing Center in 2009, and she does energy medicine and all kinds of cool stuff. Hi, Isabella.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Andrea. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's like we're finally getting through to the masses. Thank you, God.
Yay, we agree with you. That's it, exactly. So let's jump right in because unfortunately we only have a short period of time and I know it's going to fly. All right, so let's talk a little bit about how that negative fear affects our health. I'm very curious to hear what you have to say.
Okay, so I believe that our thoughts are things. I believe that what we say creates our reality. And so when people say, I'm sick, or the doctors give a diagnosis and then we go into that diagnosis, I think we actually help create that diagnosis to kill us. I hate to say that, but it's absolutely true because I've done it myself. I've watched countless others do it where they say, okay, I take that diagnosis, but now I'm going to eat non-GMO. I'm going to go and juice on a juice fast. I'm going to clean my body. I'm going to cleanse my body, and I'm going to think positive thoughts along the way. And I'm sure you girls know about Louise Hay. She was my first introduction 23 years ago to the power of your thought. So there you go. You have that negative thought. You have that fear-based thought. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I mean, you can just think, you know, about how that must feel in your body. Now, I heard the last guest talking about the body and gratitude. That's beautiful. Thank your body. But your body is an amazing tool. You have no idea. It is an incredible tool. Think about it. When you cut yourself, the skin grows right back, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's magic. It's like magic. We don't tell the skin, hey, grow back. It just does it. So you know, it's like our thoughts hold a vibration and our words hold vibration. So when you speak and when you think, it actually creates a vibration, a sound wave. And that sound wave can either kill you or heal you.
So, Isabella, I want to know, for people who, let's say, are in a funk, right? So let's talk about, you know, our thoughts, let's connect it to depression or whatever else it is. And somebody's in a funk. How do they pick themselves up and change that thought process?
That's a great one. You know, I do something called energy medicine. I'm a shaman. And so when people come to me, I actually can clear their energy field because I believe, which helps them to think better, because I believe that everything that's ever happened to us creates a memory and an imprint on our body, on our light body. It's more than just the body that we're holding. So all these thoughts, all the way we were raised, all this society, belief system, all of the fear-based mentality that's going on, especially now more than ever, we're inundated with all these things. And so then we're depressed or we're anxious and we don't know where to turn and we don't know who to turn to. And how do you get out of that? Now, I've had myself a past like you wouldn't believe. For me, it was positive affirmations. It was positive thought patterns. It was creating a new synapsis in my brain. And it took a lot of time. It didn't happen overnight. So people that are like, well, it didn't work. Well, the meds aren't working. Well, this is, it's not. You give yourself a break, you guys. It's taken me 23 years to get here. And it's only since 2009 that I turned my home into the Orange County Healing Center and have gone to work on clearing the vibration using energy medicine. Which, you know, now that's a whole other subject to talk about. But if you want some tools, start with the breath. Start with going into your mind and becoming hyper-vigilant with your thoughts. I say become really, really conscious of what you're thinking. That's the first thing. Because once you're aware of yourself, it's about self-awareness. You know, recently I was on another radio show and we talked about in the 80s and the 90s, we talked about the self-talk. You know, remember, it was all about self-talk, how we talk to ourselves. Well, now we got to implement that soft self-talk and walk what we talk. So now you're in your mind, you're going, what am I thinking right now? Why am I having that thought right now? How is that thought making me feel? How can I shift that thought? So I'm going to take the fear and I'm going to turn it into love. I've come up with all these little things, like, because I had to do it for myself, you guys. It's not like I was born this way. You know,
that's the best way to learn, right? And to teach.
Right. Oh, that's what I do over and over and over, you guys. Okay, so turn guilt into gratitude, judgment into acceptance, and fear into love. So if you could take those three things every day, write them down. Guilt into gratitude, judgment into fear. I'm sorry. I love myself. Judgment into acceptance and fear into love. That's the other thing. When you say something wrong, let's say, or it's not that it's wrong, but let's say you say something negative, right, against yourself, and you hear yourself say that. Say, cancel, cancel, cancel. I love, love, love myself. I love myself. I love myself. Because, look, guys, we are all we got. We really are. And it's what we create around us that supports us. But we are in our head 24/7. So you can read every single self-help book you want. You can come to me for energy medicine sessions. You can listen to Lisa and Andrea's show. But guess what? When you turn off all these things, you're left with you. So you have to do the work. You have to constantly say to yourself, I'm a good person. I love myself today. I rock. I'm doing a great job. And then as you say those, they create a vibration around you, and you're going to watch your energy field. You're going to watch your body lift up, and you're going to go, oh, my gosh, I actually feel better.
I love that you said about cancel, cancel, because I use that in our house a lot, too. And my kids, if they'll say something or somebody says something, we're like, okay, cancel, cancel. You know, so my kids who are super little use that all the time. So I love that. You know, I don't think we've ever even talked about that on the show, and I love that you mentioned that.
Yay, yay, yay. Now watch. Some people are going to go, you're living in fairyland. What are you? You know, we got to look at reality. I'm sorry, guys. This is my reality. This is my reality. I am very aware. I know what's going on in the world, but I don't choose to focus on it. I choose to focus on this. This is my world. And this is the world
I'm
creating.
And I love what you said. And I love what you said about, you know, making a mistake and then changing that, you know, like, you know, when you made a mistake and you're like, I love myself. So basically not being so, because I think for many of us, and by the way, we are like having you back on the show because I think there's so much to talk about and there's only like a minute
fabulous.
Left and I'm like, oh, oh man, God, there's only a minute left because I could talk about this literally all day. No, I could talk about this all day, but
I have a YouTube channel. You can listen to me all day. I have a YouTube channel. I have a Facebook. I have a website. I write articles. You got me.
Yay. All right. No, I love it, Isabella. So just quickly, because we have literally not even a minute left, is, you know, for those who are listening, by the way, definitely visit Isabella's website. And can you just tell everybody what your website is?
OCHealingCenter.com at Orange County, HealingCenter.com, or IsabellaStoloff.com, and you can find me on YouTube, Isabella Stoloff, and Twitter, Isabella Stoloff, all together. You guys tweeted me to death. I woke up this morning to pretty tweets. I was like,
that's awesome. And you know what? And you're so right, because we're bringing this mainstream, and you know what? It's the future. And I think that for many of us, before we go off, Isabella, just leave us with a really good, you know, something that we should just, a good saying that we could kind of all say to each other, say to ourselves every single morning when we wake up.
Okay, now this, I sang this for kids, but it's for adults too, so here we go. I can't believe I'm going to do this.
Affirmation. Guys,
every morning, get up and go, I love myself, I love myself, I love myself, I do. I love myself, I love myself, I love myself. How about you? How about you?
I love that.
Sing it to your kids and have them sing it back to you.
I love that. I'm totally teaching that to my kids. I think that is super awesome. Yay, and I'm gonna end with this. I love you, Isabella. I love you, Isabella. We do. We do. Right, Lisa?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.